I'm joined on the line by Simon Hardy, who's a British student in Cairo, who's been following the protests closely, but you've had trouble getting near them today, I understand.
Yes, that's right. And this morning we went out and tried to get to Tahrir Square through various roads that were repeatedly blocked by checkpoints, which were manned by a mixture of soldiers and people in plain clothes with sticks. And they would turn us back, they would check our IDs, they would search our bags, and basically would make it very difficult for us to get to Tahrir Square. So we became stuck in the hot, unfortunately.
And what have you witnessed recently? Have you heard some gunshots, I understand?
Yes, there's. I mean, if you open the balcony doors of the hostel, literally down the road, like not in Tahrir Square, but one of the other sort of roundabouts, just to the northeast of it, there is clearly the sound of demonstrating, and there's been gunshots in the last three, four, five, or something like that. So I know on Al Jazeera and the other channels, it's showing you the picture of Tahrir Square, but the impression I get is that in the streets around Tahrir, there are clashes happening between the pro and anti-Mubarak forces.
And any can you I guess you can't tell who is firing those gunshots or who they're aimed at from where you are.
No, I'm afraid I can't. But when I went down to the roundabout earlier, there was an armored personnel carrier there with some soldiers from the Egyptian army. So, I mean, what I've seen in Tahrir Square, normally when the soldiers fire, it's up in the air in order to separate two sides of demonstrate. I don't know if that's what's happening again, but happening now is that because everyone's in Tahrir Square, when they come out of the square later on this evening, because it's past curfew now. I expect there will probably be more problems throughout Cairo if they run into these groups of pro-Mubarak supporters.
And have you any plans to try and get back in Tahrir Square, or is it just impossible for you to do that?
I think it's impossible to do it today. I mean, I don't know how the situation's changed this afternoon. If you come across, well, my experience in the last few protesters, they're very welcoming and passport, and you know, and they ask you what you're doing there. But if you come across pro-government supporters, they are incredibly hostile and intimidatory towards you. So the problem with going out of the hostel is if you run into the wrong group of people, then you know, like there could be very real problems. As I read on your blog, the two of your journalists had.